Let's face facts. In this morally bankrupt society, life can be hard as a parent.
That's why we started this podcast, to help tackle tough questions.
To build a community of support and provide a parental break.
Life can come at you fast and society wants your children.
As a parent, it is our duty to be the leader in the fight.
We have been married for 5 years.
No topic is off limits, and we will give advice from a Christian perspective. We could all use a parental break. Hello there, and welcome to Parental Break with Jay and Kay. I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And we've missed you guys, haven't we, Caitlin?
Yeah. Sorry, y'all. I'm just really tired right now.
I know. It's kind of a little late. Not too late, though.
No.
But we're going to take a break from our normal podcasts, so to speak, because we did something exciting about, what is it now, 2 weeks ago?
It's 2 weeks Friday past.
Oh, okay. So, as most of you know, if you listened to our last episode, and if you haven't, shame on you. I'm just kidding. we took a little trip, didn't we, Caitlin?
Yep, I sure did.
Where did we go?
We went to Charlotte, and then we got lost at the airport because we've never been there.
Well, you're not supposed to start that way now. Come on.
I'm just saying. And it wasn't Justin that drove either. It was my father.
I ain't going to lie. He kind of scared me a little bit sometimes.
Yeah. But other than that, I mean, he's still a good driver.
Yeah, he's a great driver.
They did make it home in one piece, him and my mom.
Yeah. I would hope so, because we got there at what time? 4 o'clock in the morning?
I don't even know.
It was really early
in the morning. I'm still tired from that.
Oh, yeah. And it did help that we flew all the way across the country, drove all the way across the country, mm-hmm. and through different time zones.
I'm still getting used to it.
So, for those of you that don't know, we took a trip to Montana. And
how does Addie say it?
Montana.
Montana.
And today, like I said, we're going to interrupt our normally scheduled podcast. We'll probably do this for 2 episodes. Mm-hmm. Because next episode, we're going to have a little fun like we did last time.
Or try to at least.
But we're going to tell you about our trip to Montana. Things we saw. Things we did, we can get a little political because, I mean, let's face it, we went to a state that's full of nothing but farmers, mm-hmm. and they told us how they felt about Mr. Brandon himself, mm-hmm. And let's just say he's not too liked out in the Midwest, as many people would believe. He's one of these individuals that people don't really care about. And they'll tell you why they don't care about it. For a lot of you people that don't know, a lot of your oil refineries are out in Montana. Actually in the Billings area. There's literally 3 of them. Did you see all the oil rigs we saw?
Yes,
and how slow they were pumping? But let's not get into that first. Let's start out with the beginning of the trip. So, yeah, we got lots of going into the airport. Because it wasn't really signed. The signs weren't really, they didn't make sense sometimes.
Mm-mm.
I mean, if they had a sign that said arrivals or departures this way sooner, it wouldn't have been getting lost.
Oh, yeah.
But, so we got to the airport, got to our flight at, what, like 5 o'clock in the morning?
Something like that.
We got through TSA, no problems. What?
You know, I was mad at
them. Yeah, well, I mean, it's TSA after all.
Well, we've never been, and they were really rude.
You gotta understand, when you deal with U.S. Customs or TSA...
They're rude.
They're very strict because, let's face it, you're getting on an airplane or you're getting on a cruise ship and you're going either across the U.S. or you're going out of state. They have to be strict. Mm-hmm. Now, you wouldn't like it on a cruise ship because not only do you have to answer to TSA, U.S. Customs, leaving, but you have to deal with them coming back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's not that fun. Luckily, we only had to deal with them one time.
I ain't going on no boat.
It's not that bad.
I don't care. I'm still not going.
But, so our flight left at what time did it leave? I can't remember what time it
left.
I don't
know, Justin.
Let me look it up. Hang on. It departed from Charlotte at 6:15 in the morning. The sun was just coming up. That was gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Seeing the sun just come up as we're taking off.
I didn't like it when it was going side to side.
Oh, through the wind turbulence. Yeah. That wasn't too fun, but
at least we didn't get sick.
So we flew into Minneapolis, St. Paul.
I should have just left him there.
Because it's Minnesota, don't you know? Anybody that's Minnesota, I'm sorry, I just insulted you.
We also met some people that were from there but didn't talk like them.
Yeah, well.
So
it's kind of like that TikTok video of the guy that's in New York. He's like, hey, I'm in New York. Hey, I'm walking here. And the way he goes up to him, it's like, we do not talk that way. And he goes like, well, what's your problem? And she's like, oh, you're about to get in hell. So, first plane ride, how did you feel about it?
It was okay.
I got used to it. It was decent. I thought you would be more sick.
Yeah, me too.
Coming off the ground.
Yeah.
But you never got sick. It was kind of shocking.
Poor Addie at Mount Rushmore. My gosh.
Oh, well, we'll talk about that in a little bit. So, our flight got into Minneapolis, St. Paul at 7:47 Central Daylight Time, because of course we crossed the time zone, mm-hmm. and so we gained an hour. We lost an hour. We gained an hour coming back.
I don't know. I can tell time, but I don't know. I'm not good with math, as y'all can probably tell.
You're fine, babe. And we get to Minneapolis, and our terminal's all the way in at the end of the airport.
Which, that's the last place to have sweet tea.
Yes, yes. That was another sad story.
Yeah, Burger King didn't have it. No one else didn't have it.
Yeah.
My heart was broken. Next time I'm starting. If we ever go back to Montana, I'm going to pack me some sweet tea.
I don't think the airport would like that.
I tell them it's water.
It's water?
Yep.
Even though it's a different color water?
It's a flavored water.
It's a flavored water. Wow. Minneapolis, St. Paul was an interesting trip. Like I said, our terminal, you have to understand, we got in at Terminal F. We had to go all the way to Terminal A.
A.
All the way at the beginning of the airport.
Yep, I'm about to say alphabet.
And we're walking through all this. Literally, it was like a little town pretty much. Mm-hmm. I mean, most airports are like that. They're like built like little towns. And we're walking. So we're counting down the letters. And I finally get to Terminal C. And I'm like, sir, where's Terminal A? He's like, oh, yeah, you got to go another quarter of a mile. And it'll be down there on your left. He's like, but you're welcome to take tram. I'm like, wait a minute. What tram? He's like, yeah, the tram's right here. Yeah. I'm like, okay. So we got on the tram, found our gate, found out it was still pre-boarding. So went and got some lunch, breakfast, brunch,
something.
Mind you, our flight didn't take off till 10:07 Central Daylight Time. And that was kind of creepy too, because they had overbooked the flight, right?
Yep, and they
asked two people to stay behind.
And what were they going to give them?
$800 gift card.
A piece.
So mm-hmm. Both of them got, and they were mother and daughter, weren't they?
I think friends.
Oh, they were friends.
Either friends or sisters.
So they basically walked away with $1,600.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, the first plane was pretty big. Mm-hmm. Second plane, not so much.
Oh, Lord, no. That hurt me. Like, my elbow was up in his neck or something.
Mm-hmm. Somehow I fell asleep on that plane.
No, I fell asleep on the first
plane. Yeah, you did.
And then he fell asleep on the second.
I did want to mention this. The first time we landed in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and all I hear you go is, ooh, as the tires hit the runway. That was fun. And then we flew to Williston Basin in Williston, North Dakota.
Oh.
Let me tell you, when an airport... Okay, you have to understand, we come from upstate South Carolina, where our airport's pretty big.
I've never been to it, so I don't know.
I've been one time before they started making it where you could always say goodbye to your people before. It used to be you could actually walk upstairs and wait with them at the flight. Now they don't do that anymore.
That sucks.
Well, it's because of TSA and because of September 11th. They started cracking down. So, our airport's pretty big.
Understandable.
I mean, you got to think about it. We fly in people from Germany because of BMW.
Yeah.
So our airport has to be pretty big. But Wilson, not so much. It was a nice airport.
It was very quiet.
Very quiet. Remember, I took a nap for
the floor.
2 hours?
Yeah.
Like 2 hour nap.
And that's when everyone started coming in. I was like, get up!
Because we arrived at our gate in Williston at 11:54 Central Daylight Time.
Something like that.
We got off the plane and it was about 12 o'clock finally. Mm-hmm. And I called my parents because they were supposed to meet us at 12.
Yeah.
Mind you, they were in Sydney, Montana at the time. So they were 2 hours apart from us. So if it's noon and...
No, I thought they were like an hour away.
They were an hour apart. Yeah.
Oh.
But they were 2 hours difference. Remember, they were Midwest time.
I don't understand all this time.
Which is 2 hours compared to Eastern Daylight Time, which we're in, which is...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I call them and like, yeah, we arrived at the airport. They're like, Minneapolis, St. Paul, right? I'm like, no, we're at Williston. Oh, crud. So we had to wait for my parents for what, 3 hours?
Yeah, so you took them out.
Oh, yeah. And basically, I slept on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Had a huge cinnamon roll. That cinnamon roll was huge.
It was dry.
It was dry, but it was good.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, I know you didn't like it.
Which, I love cinnamon rolls. I love them. But I didn't like that one. Sorry, y'all. I just didn't like it.
And you have to understand, this airport is out in the middle of nowhere. So far out in the middle of nowhere. Did Dad get lost?
Yeah. Got lost coming to us, and then after we went to Walmart, because we had to pick up a few things that we forgot at home, and we got lost going to Worcester.
Yep. Well, no. Remember, it was going to take us to Worcester, and they still had to go check out the hotel in Sydney.
But they were headed to Worcester.
Yeah, that's
right.
They
got lost. They didn't know where. It was just a hot mess.
It was a very hot mess. So... we finally get into Worcester, and this is my favorite part of the trip. We're coming into Worcester. I think we were at Wolf Point at that time.
Somewhere.
And I took this picture about 1:55 their time in the morning.
Woke me up screaming at me like, get up, get up! I said, no, I am tired. You dragged me out here. Someone who hasn't been far away from South Carolina.
That was a culture shock for you?
Yes. Sorry, y'all, but I'm not going to Florida.
Why? Why?
Culture shock down there, too.
Well.
I'm just kidding. Maybe one day.
I mean, I'm sure if you ask Pops, it's probably not that big of a culture shock. But, mind you, I've lived here in the South. I said when I was a kid, I grew up in Montana. I really did. And
he lied.
I know. I lied. Liar. But you see why I want to say I grew up in Montana. I've never seen the Northern Lights.
Addy didn't want to leave.
And let me tell you, if we ever do a live episode, which we're talking about doing it eventually, we just got to get some ducks in a row and figure out a good time to do it. I will show this picture because it's absolutely gorgeous. So, they had a Northern Lights show going on in Wolf Point. And I snapped it right at the perfect time. And all you see is just nothing but green. Absolutely gorgeous. And let me tell you, when you can find your inner peace, out in the middle of nowhere, you need to savor that moment. Because when you get back to the reality of the world and the hustle and bustle of going to work and doing all these things, that kind of memory still sticks in your mind, doesn't it, honey?
It does.
And I'm sure you had some peaceful places while we were driving. What was your peaceful places? I know you liked the seeing all the windmills.
Yeah, I like them.
That was what, in Iowa?
Yeah.
No, Indiana. No?
It was
Illinois.
Anyway, it was, oh, and then we got lost in Iowa.
Oh, well, we'll get to that. So we get to Luster, and mind you, this school is very, very small that my mom graduated from. Like, her class was what, 15 people?
Something like that.
One of the reunion people joked, she's like, it's really big when you can say that you graduated in the top 10 of your class.
Oh, that's probably how many people that was there.
Right?
I'm sorry, we had over 250, I want to say.
I was 87 out of my 223 class.
I can't even tell you what number I was.
No, actually, I was higher than that. I think I was in the 40. Top 40.
Well, good for you.
Well, yeah. Well, in high school, I was somewhat of a book nerd.
See, I wasn't.
So, yeah. But anyways, talking about inner peace, we get to Luster finally at about
2:30 in the morning.
2:30 in the morning. And we step out of the car after being in this car for, what, 2 hours?
More than that.
4 hours?
I would say about four, I think.
4 or 5 hours?
Yeah.
Well, no, we got out of the car to help them pack in Sydney. Because remember, I had to set up the roof racks.
Then he fell asleep.
You did?
Yeah, he fell asleep on the bed.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I did. I was tired that day.
Well, duh.
Probably the jet lag. Duh. But anyways, so we get to Luster, and like we step out of the car, and again, finding your inner peace. Look out, and nothing but stars for miles. Mm-hmm. And you have to understand, where we live, you don't see many stars because of all the city lights. When I saw that, I was just like, wow, absolutely gorgeous. So, we stayed at the dorm. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, twin bed.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
I almost fell in the shower.
Oh, yeah. That was first day, right?
Mm-hmm. Other than that, we enjoyed it.
I got to see bison.
Yeah, got eat
a little bites of meat.
And I threw it up, sorry.
Saw piggies.
I didn't see piggies.
Addie got to pet a chicken.
Yeah.
Got to pet a horsey.
Mm-hmm.
Got to see a cow. Well, a bunch of cows. New cows.
At Justin's mom's best friend's house.
Yeah. This was before we came.
Yeah. Oh, and tell them about Addie seeing us when they came and got us.
What?
My mommy, my daddy.
Yeah. I love that. Because she gave us a big old hug.
Because she usually...
like, no!
No, mama, daddy.
In fact, before they left, I came in the house, and she's like, no, I want to go to Montana.
She was livid.
Yeah. But, I mean, day in and day out, it was just gorgeous blue skies. And mm-hmm. I think it only rained once, and that was the last day we were there.
It was on that Sunday.
Yeah.
Before the 4th.
Yeah. And it's like Dad said, it was like a blessed rain. Mm-hmm. Because there was no thunder or lightning. It was just a light rain shower.
Like the ones I want to have down here, but no. We got to have the thunder.
How about that
lightning.
Sunset?
Yeah, I'm still jealous.
The gorgeous sunsets with the pinks and the blues and the oranges and yellows all mixed into one in the sky. So, it was fun being with mom's friends and all. And then one of her friends treated us to Medora. Mm-hmm. That was fun.
That was really fun. Other than that night, bless my heart, my teeth were hurting.
Yeah. That steak was good.
Oh, yeah, that was really good. That was
best you were asleep when this happened. So.
Oh, Lord. Always asleep.
You know how in Luster there was nothing but dirt roads.
Yeah.
Well, when we left Cindy that day, again, GPS.
Yeah, we got lost.
Well, we didn't get lost, but it put me on a dirt road. And this dirt road went for 20 miles.
I didn't wake up at all.
All the way into North Dakota. Mm-hmm. And it was an interesting road, to say the least. But, I drove all the way to Medora.
Now, him and his dad switched off.
Yes, we did.
Because that was just a long drive.
Yes, very long drive. That steak was good.
Okay, you're still talking about the steak.
Steak was amazing.
It was.
I
Addie loved her hot dog.
Yeah. The ice cream was good in Medora.
Yep. That's the best chocolate ice cream I've ever had.
The show was really good, too.
Yeah, I loved it.
If you ever go out west, go see the Medora musical. It's absolutely fun entertainment.
It's got history.
It's about history of the town.
And Theodore Roosevelt.
And Theodore Roosevelt and a bunch of other things. And it was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
They
had a ventriloquist.
Ventriloquist.
Sorry, I can't talk right now.
I have trouble talking too sometimes. But that was fun, and the ending was great with the horse in the background, the American flag. Mm-hmm. That was fun. And then we got up, drove to Billings, and drove to Helena.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, through the night.
That was awful.
That was interesting. And so we get into Helena. Mind you, we already had a hotel set up.
This is at
5:30 in the morning. And we're staying there for at least a day.
Yeah.
So we had already put a credit card in and all this information. We get to the hotel, and I mentioned to the person that we need a handicap room.
Yep. Because
or if it's not a handicap room, it needs to be
something
comparable.
Like, yeah. It's because his mom is handicapped and she can't help it.
So, yeah.
You know, which I understood. We all did.
And so, mind you, we get to this hotel. My dad looks at the room. It's not handicapped.
Nope.
Nowhere near handicapped.
Mm-mm. And they
two
said,
flights of stairs and then another six.
Yeah. And then the man was like, well,
We didn't think you were coming.
So we canceled it and gave it to someone else.
No, I don't think that's what it was.
That's what I thought I heard.
Oh. I can't remember.
Something like that. I don't know.
But, so, when that happened,
we were just tired and livid and hungry.
We went to a Super 8. And the Super 8 was like, you have to stay minimum of 3 nights.
Yeah, and we're like, no, we cannot do that.
Yeah. Mind you, we had to be back by a certain day.
We had to be back by Tuesday of last week because we had to
work.
Me and Justin had to go to work. And Eddie had to go back to school.
And so, mind you, we
went somewhere else.
We went somewhere else. Finally went to the Wingate. And they were nice.
Oh, yeah.
They were really nice.
They helped us. They let us go ahead and eat.
Yeah.
I think they apologized a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, they let us go in the pool after hours.
Oh, yeah.
Addie loved that pool.
Yeah, she did. She didn't want to get out. And then, so we went there. And then we went to Custer Battlefield, right? The following day.
Yeah. I was asleep.
No, you were awake for a little bit of it.
For the end of it?
Yeah. That was pretty fun. And then went to Mount Rushmore. What'd you think of Mount Rushmore?
It was cool. I just didn't want to, you know, I wanted to get out, but I was so tired. And I had a headache.
Addie got sick.
And Addie threw up everywhere, which bless her heart. She was like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And I'm like, honey, it's okay.
And
so,
then.
Reminder next time, get her Dramamine for kids.
Yep. And then,
I'm shocked I didn't get sick.
We went to Mall of America for a little bit.
That was rough, too.
We went through Wyoming. We went through South Dakota, North Dakota.
Illinois.
Minnesota, Illinois. And then we got lost in Iowa. Let's just say, I no longer listen to Siri.
No.
Or Google Maps.
Nope.
Although, I want to show you something funny, honey, with Google Maps.
We listen to, what's that one that we finally?
Waze. Let me show you this funny thing real quick. Honey, what's that say?
I can't see. Brandon Falls.
Do you know the information behind this picture?
Oh, Joe Biden fell right there. Just a lucky guess.
Yes, that's what it is. Someone actually put that on Google Maps.
I can't believe that. Someone has way too much time on their hands.
Well, I mean.
And it's hilarious to me.
Yeah, it is. It's very hilarious. Way too hilarious. But anyway, so we get. And here's the thing that irritated me about the trip. All the road construction.
Oh my gosh, that was.
From Montana to Wyoming to. South Dakota to North Dakota to, well, there wasn't as much in North Dakota. There was a little bit, but not much. Illinois, Indiana,
yep.
Flipping Iowa. Iowa was the worst.
Well, tell them why we had to stop in Iowa.
Why didn't we?
In the middle of the night.
What was
Dad showed us where he?
Yeah, where his
grandma, who
grandma
Addie
lived,
is also named after.
Yeah. And Addie didn't want to get off the toys.
No,
she wanted to play in the sandbox, and we're like, "Baby, it's time to go."
She didn't. She's like, "I don't want it, Dad."
Yeah, well.
She's like, "Honey, it's time to go. Someone's gonna get us."
Mm.
And she's like, "I don't care." Basically.
Basically. And then we stopped at the Iowa 80 truck stop.
That was cool. I'm going to go back there.
World's largest truck stop.
Ever.
Yes.
I would love to go back there.
Yeah. It was fun. Well, now you see why we make it a tradition to stop there when we're in Iowa. Yep. I wish the food was a little bit better.
That gravy.
Gravy was pretty good.
It was decent.
It was decent. I mean, what was your most memorable part of the trip,
honey? Just seeing you reconnect with Addie.
Mm-hmm. Same with you. I do have a guilty part of me that didn't really connect with Addie real well when she was first born.
So she wanted mommy because daddy worked third at the time.
Yeah.
And
I mean, it's no excuse.
No, but still, I mean, you had to do what you had to do for us.
Yeah.
And, you know, you couldn't help it.
Yeah.
And now she adores you so much more.
Yeah.
Yep. And don't get me wrong, she's always loved him, of course. That's her daddy. But I think now they have, like, if I have to go to another room in the house or something, or if I have to go to, like, do laundry, Addie loves to be with her daddy.
Yep. And, I mean, that was the fun part of the trip. Addie was a character.
And she grew, like, in a week and a half.
Yes, she did. Yes, she really did.
She started talking more. She talks in complete sentences now.
Yep.
She lets us know more what she needs.
Yep.
And let's just say we about cried when we saw her. Her hair is so much longer.
Yep.
What are you doing to your phone case?
Trying to take this piece. There we go. Got it off fine.
Good Lord. You just got that the other day.
It doesn't work.
Oh, wow.
It was only a dollar something. So.
I don't care, but still.
Anyways. Yeah, that was the best part of the trip, was just reconnecting with my daughter and my wife and our family. Mm-hmm. I mean, we went through some troubled things, had some funny laughs. Some of this stuff wouldn't be appropriate on podcast, but mm-hmm. And then, I mean, just riding. I love it, riding.
Well, my butt got tired.
Oh, yeah, well. I think all of our butts got tired by the time it was all said and done.
You want to tell them what time we got back to South Carolina in our driveway?
5:30 in the morning.
5:50 in the morning.
No, it wasn't 5:50.
Yes, it was.
No, because I still had 15 minutes to get a shower before I had to go to work. Remember?
No, it was 5:50.
Was it 5:50?
I see it in my mind right now. It's 5:50.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I ran inside and got a shower real quick. And
like,
got...
it was like a 2-minute.
That's right.
Probably.
Yeah.
Give or take a few seconds.
Yeah.
And then you, bless your heart, you worked half the day because it was so...
I had a huge migraine.
And you can't help that.
So. Yeah, well... so, I mean, I
went to work as well.
It was fun times had by all. We were going to meet up with someone, but due to time constraints, we didn't get to meet up with that person, but we'll make a special trip. Go see him. John.
Oh.
Dear.
Sorry.
Yeah, we were going to meet up with him, remember?
Oh, yeah.
But we didn't get into... his area till like 3:00 in the morning.
I don't think he would want us there on his doorstep at 3:00.
No, no, probably not. And plus, it wouldn't have been his doorstep. He would still had to meet us, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
in his neck of the woods.
Yeah, well, in his neck of the woods, yes. But it was fun all around. Will we do it again? Kate?
Yeah.
Would we do it again?
I don't know about driving back, but yeah.
I would drive a little bit, but I would have planned the drive a little bit better. Mm-hmm. I should have done an itinerary, but I just never got around to doing it because I work all the time.
I do too.
For those of you that don't know, Before we left for Montana, we got some exciting news. Didn't we, Kate?
Yes, we did.
I got promoted by my job at work. Yeah.
Same pay, but that's okay.
Yeah, but
beggars can't be choosers.
At least I won't be hurting all the time.
Yeah.
But hopefully that'll happen in the next month or so.
Yeah.
But anyways, anything else for this podcast, hon?
I don't think so. I think we're
okay. You never really told me where you found your inner peace at, though.
Oh. Well, just everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, all the scenery.
Yeah.
I'm watching Addie sleep.
Was it overwhelming?
A little.
See, I thought it would be overwhelming. It was... See, I've done it once before, but that I was 13 when I did it.
Yeah.
So, I know how overwhelming it can get at times.
Oh, and we also met up with some family.
Yeah, that was awkward.
But it's...
Yeah, I think we'll talk about that some other time. As you know, I want to move out there. Mm-hmm. I want to live out there. That's my ultimate goal. It's to move out to Montana. Just because of how gorgeous it is, how peaceful it is. I mean, yeah, when you get into like Billings and all, probably not so peaceful.
No, it's more like the city.
It's, yeah. But I oh gosh, it's so gorgeous. It's so amazing.
He's probably going to put one of those pictures as a screensaver.
Oh, I got you and Addie as my screensaver with us in front of the Montana sign. So,
no.
There's that.
That's good.
I'm going to try to make it a goal for us to eventually move out there. But it's going to be a long time down the road.
Not right now.
Not right now.
Okay, so we're just too invested right now in South Carolina.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I want to say unfortunately. It's where we met. It's where I grew up. It's where you grew up.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
We got lives here, jobs here.
Yeah.
Just whenever the Lord wants us to go.
Yes.
We'll just say that and leave it at that.
Yes, very much so. But what I can tell you, and we'll probably start doing this as part of the ending of each segment, is listen, guys, in this bankrupt society that we have here, you need to find your inner peace. Because when you find your inner peace, it lets you escape the realities of the world sometimes. When you find that inner peace, nothing can touch you. And the reason why I say that is when you're overwhelmed by just life, just things in general, you can find peace amongst all the chaos. Find where you can go and stick to it. And never say never, because one day something will happen. Some opportunity will come open. Some opportunity will show you that it's time to move. Remember all the stories as us being a Christian channel in the Bible where God said move. And, for example, Abraham. He left his other family members to pursue what God had for him. Remember all the stories where God said, go and I'll show you a place for you.
I mean, we can name a lot of them, but not right now.
Yeah. Find your inner peace and live it out. Because you only get so many opportunities.
And you only get one shot at life.
You only get one shot at life. If you can make it happen, make it happen. Right now, it may not happen for us, but I guarantee you, and I promise Caitlin here, that I will make it happen someday for us to move out there. And that's all I got to say. Kate, do you have anything else to say before we wrap up this podcast?
No.
But anyways, that'll do it with Parental Break with Jay and Kay. And we'll catch you on the next episode, which we'll probably do funny memes. So I think, is that what we're doing in the next episode?
Yeah, because you really wanted to do that.
And then we'll come back to our usual program, because we got a lot to talk about with Roe v. Wade, don't we?
Still.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's one of those topics that will never die.
Don't say that.
What?
Never die. Don't say that.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Justin.
It's one of those topics that...
we will never stop talking about.
We'll never stop talking about. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble. I better end this before I get in trouble even more.
Y'all pray for him. He might not be here tomorrow. I'm just kidding. No, I need him. Don't you say nothing.
Farish.
Oh, no. I'm done with that person, too. I am done with that person.
Oh.
He needs Jesus, too.
Oh, just think. He's in Minneapolis somewhere.
Oh, there was one in Montana, too.
Oh, yeah. That was in Helena.
Yeah, we'll have to tell y'all about that one.
Later on.
With the main one.
But anyways, that'll do it for Parental Break with Jay and Kay. I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And we'll see you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Guys, we have now reached 10 episodes. If you want to be a guest on our podcast, please email us at the email provided. Caitlin and I have decided after 10 episodes, we are now going to allow guests. So if you're interested, email us. We will email you back. We hope you have a blessed one, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.